This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Dan Weaver here on The Real Side. It was a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I hope you keep it up, taking notes. You know, some of you have asked me. There are podcasts up everywhere of the show. If you miss it and you don't want to see it video-wise because you don't want to eat up your bandwidth, you can always get it just audio only. But if you head up to the website, you'll find all of that. We're on, I don't know, Spreaker, Spotify, Spreely, Parler, all of them. We didn't miss any of them. I don't believe we missed any of them. So get involved, get engaged. It's really, you got to get informed. If you don't get informed, then you won't have the information you need to really go out there and let people know what's going on. It's funny, some of the shows when I post them up as, you know, like tonight, open mic night, any topic, any issue. You want to put it up in the chat room, fine. You want to call the show, 855 this is what happens when I do it, you know, not normally. Not the normal way, if you would. Right? Screw it up all the time. 855-732-5563. 855-732-5563 or 855-REAL-JOE, 855-REAL-JOE. All right. I can't get to all these stories. Oh, I'm going to. Some way or another, I'm going to. But I really can't get to all the stories because there's so much misinformation going on out there. And I'm not going to say we're allowing it or we're doing whatever, because that's not totally true. But there is a lot of misinformation out there. We're kind of asking the question, pushing it out. We need to check into it on our own. And when I say, I'm talking about things like, you know, you got, look at Nancy Pelosi and Schumer going out of their minds right now. I told you earlier that, you know, Schumer and Pelosi and others, and now they're questioning SCOTUS, Amy's Catholicism. And yet, nobody questioned Pelosi's or Schumer's. Catholic Church does not believe in abortion. But Schumer and Pelosi are devout advocates for it. You've had bishops come out in the last year and say, look, we want to stop giving communion to those who do believe in abortion. Right? You get the same nut jobs coming out and saying, what President Trump is doing is unlawful. He can't do it. Well, no, that's not true. It's extremely lawful. They just don't like it. He bucks right up against them within the law, within the confines of the law, and they don't know what to do with themselves. I'm good with that. I hope the rest of you are, too. And tomorrow night, with the Biden-Trump face-off, if that's what you can't, no, it's going to be a Biden-Trump massacre is what it's going to be. But with the Biden-Trump face-off, right? I wonder how they're practicing. You think Joey B's just, he must just be out cold. That's his practice. They probably got, like, you know, remember the old days? They probably have a headset on him. They got him sleeping, and they're pumping the responses to the questions. Because there's no doubt in my mind, none at all, that he's going to get the questions. He's going to know what it's about. He's going to know what it's around. Right? Now, as I said, these women's groups, they don't really, you guys know this, they don't really believe in equality for women. You know that already. They only believe in equality for liberal women who are 100% on their page. Such a, you know, Amy Coney Barrett, her religious views, personal life was under scrutiny. We knew this was going to happen. The liberal women's group and Planned Parenthood are pulling no punches when they go and answer to President Trump's Supreme Court nominee, the National Organization for Women, which is connected to the to a PAC that endorsed Biden-Harris. Said that Barrett will turn back the clock on equality. Donald Trump and Senate Republicans want to steal another seat, they say, on the Supreme Court. Now, see, this is what I mean. Remember, you know, the rhetoric, the garbage rhetoric? They're going to steal another seat. So let me see if I get this right. See, I told you, this is backwards, Dave, but it's 365 days a year for the Democrats. A duly elected president of these United States is picking a Supreme Court nominee according to the Constitution and the rights he has. And somehow that's stealing. And yet Mr. Obama sent $1 billion to Iran after saying he didn't have the right to do it, after saying that we had laws against wiring money to a country that we had an embargo on, or whatever you want to call it, sanctions against. So he knew it was wrong. He could cite where it was wrong, but he did it anyway. And Trump's the bad guy. Got it. Now, they think that the only reason that he has nominated her for that seat is so they can repeal Roe versus Wade. And I told you once already, somehow, apparently, the Democrats believe that SCOTUS has only one job and one job only, and that's protecting Roe versus Wade. Well, it's not. Right? They're also worried that she's going to shred the Affordable Care Act. What are they worried about? If it's constitutional, it can't go anywhere, can it? See, that's the problem with these people. The reason they wouldn't be screaming about this stuff so much if the justices actually really followed the Constitution, which is what Amy will do. Just like Scalia, they couldn't stand him either. Problem that they had is Scalia and Ruth were friends. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Tell me where I'm wrong. The president of Planned Parenthood Action Fund, the political arm of the organization, said that nominating Barrett constituted a particular insult to the legacy of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Well, I mean, technically, by putting Ruth in, didn't we slap around the integrity of the person before her, depending on what they believe? No. Show me senior host. Don't go far. A lot more coming after the break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your four-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. there's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot preparedness company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
That helps me. I'll get it right from you. Joe Messina, your host, from Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you. Come on, it's kind of like groove music, right? Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, again, head up to the website. A lot going on there, a lot you can help out with. Whether it's throwing a few bucks for the cause, reading some of the stories and giving them a thumbs up, anything like that helps out. Any traffic that some of our commentators get to their sites works out for them. When you, I love the fact that the Dems are going nuts that this person, think about something. So what they want us to do, they want us to accept somebody who's 100% for choice, which usually means abortion, or they want us to, you know, well, they want us not to vote for somebody, not to put forward somebody who's almost 100% pro-life. So, you know, what do you think they're trying to do here? They go on to say in the article that she votes for a new ultra-conservative majority to validate an election. He intends to steal. Well, wait a minute. He intends to steal it? How? They still haven't got this clear-cut ways. And frankly, what we've seen already happen, where you've seen ballot harvesting or tampering, it's in favor of the Dems. So apparently the people he's hired to do this are extremely stupid. Now, the president of Planned Parenthood Action Fund, the political arm of the organization, said nominating Barrick constituted a particular insult to the legacy of Justice Ginsburg. And like I said, the one who Ginsburg replaced, were they insulted? Barrett's history of hostility towards reproductive health. It is not reproductive health. Can we get it right? Are they checking to see everything is working properly? Are they checking, when they say reproductive health, are they talking about checking out the reproductive system to make sure it's working properly? And that it does the job it was intended to do? No, it's not. You know that's not what it means. Right? When you think about it, by terminating a life, aren't you stopping the reproductive system from doing what it's supposed to be doing? At least I thought you would be. Kind of like what I thought. That's what I saw in high school, how it worked. More so, it'll put Justice Ginsburg's long record of ensuring that everyone receives equal justice under the law at risk. How? How? Is getting justice, or is an abortion getting justice? Is an abortion for any reason, any time, any way, justice? Because, you know, babies can live outside the womb in 21 weeks. Why do we allow abortions after 22 weeks? I'm just curious. I don't know. Right? Now, the Planned Parenthood president, Alex McGinnis, she's really not happy about this. She is climbing off the walls in her office. Planned Parenthood Action Fund will rise up and fight to stop Amy Coney Barrett. Don't waste your money. Well, actually, no. Waste your money. As much as humanly possible. I'm good with it. Planned Parenthood provides patients access to reproductive health services, including birth control and abortions. Well, birth control, abortions. The major part of what they're doing, I don't mean 51%, I'm like 89, 91%. Now, President Trump's Republican allies, they made it clear that they want the Supreme Court to be run over, to overturn Roe v. Wade. Where was that? Somebody has to bring the case, number one. Number two is, look, if you Roe versus Wade people, first off, let's talk about how disingenuous you are. You talk about following the law. You know, the president has broken the law, followed the law, broken the law, followed the law. Well, you're not following the law. You're not following the opinion of the Supreme Court at the time they approved this. You seriously. And the Supreme Court isn't going to just simply show up one day and overturn Roe versus Wade. Somebody has to make a case for what's wrong with it and how it's hurting society. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Some of you know I work off computer screens, and sometimes they blink. It takes them a minute to come back. Some of you have heard of NARAL, right? It's another pro-choice group, but frankly, NARAL works arm-in-arm with Planned Parenthood. Emily's List, a PAC that supports Democrat women running for office on pro-choice platforms. Think about it. So apparently, pro-choice and pro-life, they hate when we call it pro-life. They'll call it pro-life. Apparently, we're a hate group. Now, pro-choice platforms in NARAL, they warn that Barrett's a clear and present threat to reproductive freedom and the promise of Roe versus Wade. President Trump and his Republican allies do not like women. Meanwhile, six women who studied under Barrett at Notre Dame Law School, they praised their professor in the USA Today op-ed. You'll never hear them say that. We all had the privilege of being Judge Barrett's students, they wrote. Well, we hold a variety of views regarding how best to interpret statutes in the Constitution. We all agree on this. The nation cannot ask for a more qualified candidate than a professor we have come to know and revere. Six. Not one, not two, not a friend of a friend. Six. Six women have gotten behind the judge. And there's a lot more than that, but I'm just saying these in particular. Especially after the op-ed piece. That's a big deal for them to write that and put that in there. The, look, I can't stand it. Oh, God bless. Bear with me, people. Someday, you know, if I use paper, people make fun of me. I use the screens, they still make fun of me because I'm sitting here waiting for something to happen. Anyway, no, seriously, you were going to see a fight like no other. It's not just because of the Roe versus Wade thing. It's because she's conservative, because she's a strict constitutionalist, contextualist. This is a big deal. This will help. This will set this court for quite some time to come. However, I don't think it'll stop there. President Trump is going to get reelected. And I think you're going to see one or two more nominations by him in the upcoming years. Now think about that, because if he actually puts the people on the court that he says he's going to, men, think about it. He's got a woman on the court, coming up on the court now. Once she gets confirmed, when he gets reelected, he's got another woman looking at that court, or that he's willing to nominate for that seat. So much for hating women. Isn't that what they told us about him? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A major hospital chain has now been hit by what appears to be the largest medical cyber attack in U.S. history. Computer systems for the Universal Health Services, which has more than 400 locations primarily in the United States, begin to fail over the weekend, and some hospitals have had to resort to filing patient information with pen and paper. United Health Services posted a statement to its website that its company-wide network is currently offline due to IT security issues. They also said that the
the attack looks and smells like ransomware. Hackers seeking to deploy ransomware often wait till the weekend when a company is likely to not have as many technical staff members present. And employees at Universal Health Services said the attack hit over the weekend and as computers slowed and then eventually shut down. Customer data may have been breached. This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air in the chat room. You know, keep reaching out to those people that you normally can't get to. I am excited by this Me Too movement. Not the Me Too, I'm sorry, Walk Away. And now it's picking up more and more and more esteem. And you see people that you would never see come to a Republican event. Right? You're seeing people... You know, I shouldn't say never come to a Republican event, but some have chosen not to because of what they've been told. But in the Walk Away movement, you're seeing, you know, gay couples, lesbian couples, blacks, whites, interracial, all kinds of people. And the theme is the same. Whenever they try to say anything positive about Trump, they got blasted. Right? And all they want to do is have a conversation, even though they weren't positive on him. And the reason they came over to our side is because there were a lot of people that were very, very, very compassionate towards him, if you would. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. From the enlightened professor at Boston University, they compared Amy Coney Barrett's adoption of children from Haiti to white colonization. He then said the Superior Court Justice nominee is using them as props. Yes, she's been doing that for years now. This is the sickness. Nothing can be done for right reasons. Only they do everything for right reasons, which in most cases lines up with lining their own pockets. Kendi, who wrote the book How to Be an Anti-Racist, which colleges and professors frequently encourage students and faculty to read, tweeted, some white colonizers adopted black children. They civilized these savage children in a superior way of white people. Funny how they can think for us, right? Funny how they can decide what's going through our heads, what we think, and what we need to do. And we're the fascists. Right? Despite the fact that the comment came in direct response to a tweet about Coney Barrett, Kennedy said that his tweet was not necessarily about the judge. Whether this is Barrett or not, it's a point that I want to make. It's a belief too many white people have. If they have or adopt a child of color, then they can't be racist. No, it's not true. Not true at all. Again, you're thinking for us. I always love when you do that. We think for you, we say something, we tell the truth, we're wrong. You can think for us, and therefore that has to be the truth. Who thinks they're better than who at that point? You know, Kenry then suggested that Coney Barrett is using them as props in their lifelong pictures of denial while cutting the biological parents of these children out of the picture of humanity. He doesn't even know if they're dead. And he's making that comment. How long are these people going to keep making these comments thinking it's actually making a difference? Because it's not. I don't see the president's approval rating plummeting over these things. Now, Kennedy argued that he was simply challenging the idea that white parents of kids of color are inherently not racist. In that same tweet, he also said, people completely change what I'm saying. So the white parents of kids of color are inherently racist. Let's not argue with them. But what does that mean? Kennedy simply, he's gone back and deleted the tweet now. Well, it wasn't a problem. Why not leave it? Jenny Martin said that with two adopted children from Haiti, it's going to be interesting to watch the Democrats try to smear Amy as a racist. Does he think that if she did that for props, where does she put them at night if she doesn't like them? If she's truly racist, what does she do with those kids? She feed them less than the other kids? She buy them less clothes? That's not what people around her say. But you can't believe those people around her because they're probably Republicans. Conservative Catholics with seven children. Barrett is a judge on the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals, as well as a professor at the University of Notre Dame. Barrett previously clerked for Justice Antonine Scalia. I meant to say it the right way. I knew I was going to believe that. She also clerked for Judge Silberman on the Court of Appeals. And I have a funny feeling she is far from over with what she wants to do. I'm dead serious. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. God, this stuff just gets crazier and crazier as the days go on. You've heard this today like 15 times, but let's talk about it. These Democrats who are on your case for voting for Trump, right? They don't trust Trump. They think everything he says is a lie. And again, I should go through the next segment. Anybody up for me going through some of the accomplishments of Donald J? I think we should. Now, Joey B did it again. Right? I mean, a whole bunch of questions about the Democrat presidential nominee, Joe Biden's cognitive abilities. The former vice president, now he's got a little more scrutiny. He's a gift that keeps on giving. You know what I'm saying? He says, I got started at Delaware State University, which is a historically black university. I got started out of an HBCU, historically black colleges and universities, Delaware State. And I don't want to hear anything negative about Delaware State, he said. They're my folks. Now, this is Biden during a campaign rally stop in South Carolina in October 2019. A spokesman at Delaware State University told the Washington Times, guess what? Joey lied again. No, he did. Vice President Biden didn't attend DSU. However, he was a commencement keynote speaker in 03. Well, I guess, you know, technically, did he go? He'd have to go there to do the speech, wouldn't he? And 16, and during the former, he was awarded the honorary doctorate degree. And, you know, look, that doesn't mean you went there. You may have an honorary degree from there, but you didn't go. And what's he needed for? DSU later told Campus Reform, it's clear that Biden was discussing his long association with historically black colleges. See, they're trying to make up for him. They're trying to massage that lie for him. It's clear that Biden was discussing his long association with historically black colleges and universities, not making a claim that he had attended Delaware State University. He got his start when he announced. Oh, I see. God. They'll do anything. They will do anything to get him in as president. If you even have an ounce of decency, they would put him back in the basement, pull him out of the race. I'm not joking. I'm serious. He's not helping anybody. He's not helping the party. They're actually seeing the real colors. Now, it's not the first time that Biden has claimed, you know, false claims on what universities he went to. I don't know when that's going to change. When are they going to hold him up for that? When are they going to actually make him, force him to say something or apologize? Biden claimed in March that he became a professor at the University of Pennsylvania. But while the university conferred upon Biden the title of Benjamin Franklin Presidential Practice Professor, Biden's never taught a class there. That was never the intention of the honorary title bestowed upon him. That's according to the university. Biden has a history of making false statements, including that he was arrested in South Africa while seeing Nelson Mandela. Biden's campaign now says that Biden nearly got separated from his group in the airport. Biden also claimed that 150 million people have been killed by guns, which is more than half of the American population. He claimed 120 million people have been killed by COVID-19. The death toll at the time was 120,000-ish. He never stops. I mean, he's the gift that keeps on giving, right? I mean, never stops. And there's a long list of things that we get to. When you talk about these college kids, you're talking about what's going on. And what they're doing out there is because of a lack of knowledge, because they don't have a clue. They think all these things thrown at them by the professors are 100% truth, and they're not. Right? I mean, it's simple. Now, amid his questions about Democrat President nominee Joe Biden's cognitive abilities, why would they be questioning him? Why would anybody question him? He's a picture of health. I'm sorry. I had to go back to that question. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
One more time around the desk. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-FLOJO, 855-732-5563. There's just so much going on out there. You could do 5 hours of this. Head over to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll, sign up for the weekly newsletter, or if you want, simply just get notified by text message that the show's coming on. Just text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. After black and white hate crime took place, the Ohio State University followed federal law reporting the incident to students. Now hundreds of students protested to decry Ohio State's actions. Why? Because the incident was black on white. Really that simple. Ohio State University, now listen, I know some of you are going to find this distasteful. I don't really care. Just because things are going down the way they're going down, blacks don't get to walk. Hispanics, you don't get to walk. The law is still the law. Oh, you didn't feel that way before when blacks were being persecuted. Who said, you don't know what I felt. You don't even know what I did. Do you? On September 3rd, the Ohio State University, they sent a public safety notice to students which mentioned a hate crime. It was perpetrated by two African-American suspects near Ohio State's campus. First correspondence did not mention the victim's race. A few days later, the Department of Public Safety sent two follow-up emails. They stated that the victims of the crime were white Ohio State students, and the suspects were now in custody. One suspect allegedly yelled a racial slur at the student and then punched him in the face. Well, we've seen that happen every day, right there on television. And some moron actually put a phone number in here. This is great. Anyway. And the problem with the issue that people are having is you shouldn't be calling blacks out for hate crimes. That simple. At least that's what they're telling us. I didn't say that was true. University Police Chief Kimberly Spears, she stated that the university was required to report the hate crime under federal law. It requires colleges and universities to receive federal funding to disseminate a public annual security report, as well as, you know, specify policies about crime reporting. Under the Act, universities must report the crime that occurs on and around the campus. However, students saw the communications as discriminatory and unfair. Why? Yeah, are we teaching? Look, I'd love to get a professor. Can you tell me that you're actually teaching these kids the proper meaning of these words? Oh, the real meaning of these words, I should say. Seriously. Right? So, earlier, first week, second week of September, 100 students gathered outside the school's administration building to protest the error and confusion in the handling of public safety notices. Well, actually, it wasn't. Right? A demonstration of about 100 people gathered outside Bricker Hall demanding Ohio State acknowledge its error in the handling of a public safety notice. Right? And wants the university to not categorize it as a hate crime under the Clery Act, but it was. So again, does equality mean now that we don't treat the black community the same way? Like they get to get away with a whole bunch and white community doesn't, or the Hispanic community, or Asian, whatever. Is now crime's been categorized? Right, to punishment and non-punishment or whatever? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The group Student Solidarity at OSU argued that the incident was not a hate crime, as racial slurs directed towards white people are not based on the history of violence oppression towards white people. But racial slurs are racial slurs, aren't they? Nasty words are nasty words. Calling for violence is calling for violence in any way, with any cadence to it. That's how I see it. You know, I keep saying that the racial thing is just going to get worse and worse and worse. And it's not going to get worse because it's actually getting worse. It's going to get worse because we keep talking about it like it's escalating out of control. Well, it's not escalating out of control. It hasn't for a long time. So why treat it as such? Why? Because it fits their narrative. It makes them feel better. Did I do this story? I mean, this is, to me, is amazing. While people are keeping it up in my face. The blue thin flag is a symbol of racism, apparently, now. It's just, these people are nuts. BLM and the loons on the left have designated the police as a race. They have to. How else can calling a symbol in support of police, it's a symbol of racism? How does that work? Thin blue line flag has been banned by a local high school in Neptune Beach, Florida. Following a series of complaints that circulated on social media, now we're using that as a way to decide? Really? Is that where we've come? According to the outlet, the Fletcher High School football team started carrying the pro-law enforcement flag last year. It's a way for one of its players, Kayleen Lavender, to honor his late father, Corporal Andy Lavender. So, it's his late father. So here's a young man honoring his dad, and he's not allowed to do that because they're not comfortable with the flag. When are we going to wake up? No, I mean that sincerely, people. When are we going to wake up? When are you going to finally decide that enough is enough? That doesn't mean you have to go smash windows. It's not what I'm asking you to do. But this is a battle. Any way you cut it, this is a battle. Right? It's a battle against right, left, good and evil. I've always said it. I'm never going to back down from it. You know, I mean, abortion, really? Evil. It's just evil. No way around that. There are other things that they're allowed to look at. Look at this. Look what's going on in the streets. Right? Look what's going on in the streets of this great country, and we're being told that it's the right causing that trouble. Sir, I'm letting this, all this stuff just slowly roll and think about it. There's no other way to put it. When you look at this, you look at what's going on. Everybody is covering, and I mean pretty much everybody, is covering for the Joe gaffes, the damage that's being done in the streets. It's bad. And it isn't going to stop anytime soon. Now, I don't know why, but whatever. I'm not going to do that story. Here we go. Minneapolis police investigating a alleged ballot harvesting scheme. All centered around Omar. The Minneapolis Police Department is investigating a claim by right-wing activist group Project Veritas that individuals tied to Representative Ilhan Omar. Well, you know what? Ilhan. I know. It's Ilhan or something like that. Let's just call her Omar. She engaged in illegal ballot harvesting before the election. We're in the process of looking into the validity of those statements, a department statement read on Monday. Now, look, he's got it on video. The FBI can easily find out whether the video has been edited. No further information is available at this time, they said. Now, Project Veritas' latest video lit up social media as it came just weeks before presidential election. Now, the election is bound to see a surge in absentee mail and voting. So the issue has become, well, this issue has become under judicial scrutiny and more than, judicial scrutiny in more than one city and in one state across the country. And, you know, this has been going on forever. I've been part of the political process, actively involved, God bless, I think a little over 20 years, or coming up on 20 years. And I've seen all kinds of shenanigans played. From both sides, mostly from the Dem side, though. But I've never seen anything this savage getting in this close. Anyway, Project Veritas' latest video, it lit up social media, as I said. And you've got absentees and mail-ins coming in by the tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands. Some states couldn't keep up with 50,000. Now, according to the Minnesota Star Tribune, the state Supreme Court recently allowed voting to proceed without a three-person limit on the number of ballots any individual can collect. President Trump has already called the Justice Department to check it out. And they should. They should check out all of these. Look, there's a big difference between mail-in ballots and absentee ballots. You already know this. Absentee ballots are scrutinized and yes, they go through the mail, but they're much more scrutinized than a mail-in ballot is. We've already seen almost 200,000 ballots countrywide get knocked out because they couldn't match the signature. It didn't make sense. It wasn't the right address. I go through a whole bunch of reasons. They throw it outright. Whole bunch of reasons. They even try to kick out military, keep our military guys from voting. What pieces of work they are. Our military men work 24/7 to keep us safe, even though they're in another country. This is legal, Trump said Sunday, linking it to an article on the issue. Hope that the U.S. Attorney in Minnesota has this. You know, you guys have got to pay attention. You've got to get involved. You've got to get engaged. You have to call this out every place you see it. The voter fraud is real. It's been real for a long time. Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. We will be back tomorrow. Hopefully you'll join us.